Senate President Jeb Bradley was on with me Friday in his regular segment every week, and we started one of the things I asked him about, because I wasn't too up to speed on this one. I really wasn't. And he had written a letter along with one of his colleagues in the state Senate, Senator Innes, to, I believe, President Dean, as he told us Friday, on behalf of the state, or at least the Senate President's office, concerned about this professor on campus at UNH, basically continuing what he viewed, and I think anyone objectively would view, as anti-Semitic actions and tweet or whatever. I mean, you know, communications. And it's, you know, there's a difference between free and open speech and hate speech. I mean, swastikas on campus, that's hate speech. I mean, you can't do this stuff, and that's happening. So he had some concerns on Friday. Michael Graham, New Hampshire Journal, wrote an article over the weekend about this. And the Senate President, he's joining us again this morning. I appreciate the time on a Monday, Senator. Good Monday morning. Have you heard anything back at all from the university president or the administration on condemning this this one professor's, basically, communications?
No. Good morning, Jack. No, I haven't. And, you know, that's a concern to me. I think you accurately frame the issue. I think Michael Graham did a really good job of framing the issue. UNH has supported free speech. Nobody is arguing with that. They've actually done a good job of that, and they're highly rated for that. But there is a difference between free speech and speech that crosses the line. And while people can articulate, you know, hate speech, it's not good at all. It is, you know, covered by the First Amendment. But other people can condemn it. And I think that's what's lacking here, that the university has not taken a strong stand in saying this crosses a line, this is hate speech, this jeopardizes the safety of our Jewish students at the University of New Hampshire, and we're calling it out. And that's what I'm, you know, urging them to do, obviously. And I think, you know, I've tried to take a measured approach, but, you know, what I said to you the other day, what I said to Michael Graham of New Hampshire Journal, is that I have colleagues that are quite upset about this, and they've asked questions about, well, what can we do if the administration can't even condemn the speech? And so those conversations, I think, will continue to happen as long as you know, they don't take a stand. As I said, when you can't condemn it, you are tacitly accepting it. And that's just wrong.
What do you think the reticence of the administration or the president is on this one? Because I'm thinking of other examples, Senator, which I'm not going to throw out there, because I don't like any of this stuff. It doesn't make sense to me. And I agree with you. Free and open speech is one thing. You know, if you want to protest something and, you know, whatever. Yeah. But there are some things that are just hate. You know, if some folks said something against someone based on their gender or something else, I mean, it's just hateful stuff that, you know, and with what Israel and the Jewish people have endured in history, you know, certainly any of this stuff, calling for the obliteration of a race of people and destruction of Israel, or destroying the country, or anything else, it's ludicrous to me.
Couldn't agree more, and that's why I think, you know, while people have a right to express those views that are outside the mainstream, hurtful, hateful, yeah, other people have a, I think, obligation to stand up and say, no.
Well, you referenced,
it crosses the line.
Senate President Jeb Bradley live, Good Morning New Hampshire, on this Monday on the Pulse of NH. You referenced on Friday, you brought this up, after the holidays, you have to act on $100 million in appropriations for UNH, and you certainly said you wanted to hear something by then.
I would hope so. I mean, you know, it's been a week since Michael Graham published the original story on the professor's tweets and outlining, you know, the swastikas that were found in the bathroom and the, you know, very hateful chant from the river to the sea. And all that the administration, to the best of my knowledge, has said is that, you know, it comes under the heading of free speech, even though some people would find it hurtful. So.
Oh, hurtful. It's terrifying if you're a Jewish student on campus.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
A Jewish student or someone working there on campus. Would you go so far as to say, you're the Senate president, and the governor Sinnott has also condemned this professor's comment, saying that basically that chant equates to another Holocaust, I think was Governor Sinnott's comments. But either you or the governor certainly could get President Dean on the phone during business hours, return a phone call, a Senate president of the state and the governor, given the fact that, you in part oversee the university. I don't know if the board of trustees have said anything, but I would think you could have a conversation with him and at least hear from him. Have you been able to talk to him on the phone?
I have not. I have not reached out to him. I thought that I would, starting on Friday when you highlighted this in your show on Friday, I thought, all right, maybe I'll get a phone call over the weekend. I haven't. So I suspect I will be getting a phone call, and if I haven't, certainly by this time next week, I will be calling him. Obviously, there's a holiday coming up. But I do think the administration needs to understand that people find that this speech has crossed the line. And we talked about should the professor be fired? Obviously, I believe yes. I also understand the professor has tenure, and it's not an easy thing to do.
That doesn't justify. To me, it doesn't justify, hate speech. I don't care if they're tenured or not. I mean, I would never, and I've met President Dean in the past. I've had him on the show. He's always very open. I think he's done overall a pretty darn good job there. But this one, there's nothing frivolous. There's nothing trite. There's nothing light about this one. There's a clear line. And when it comes to anti-Semitism and basically calling for the destruction of Israel and supporting that as a professor, you wouldn't want me as president there, because I would go down with my HR person and I would clean out the professor's office, bring everything in boxes to the curb, and then say, thank you very much. You are no longer welcome here. And if they wanted to come at me on tenured stuff and all that, that's what lawyers are for. I mean, I just don't even think it's acceptable.
I agree with you.
Yeah,
I'm not the president of the university. I know it'll be difficult. Nevertheless, I don't think that there's any place for that. So,
well, it's sad it's taken this long. Keep us posted. I appreciate your courage in the matter, because there is no gray area on something like this. It's hard to justify free and open gray area in this one. Thank you, Senate President Jeb Bradley.
All right, thank you, and to all your listeners, have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too. By the way, you too.